What's up, fool? Podcast with Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Guess what, man? We were number 130 on iTunes.
Hell yeah, dog. That's what's up.
On iTunes, bro.
Hell yeah, dude.
130.
Charting, dog.
Charting, bro. I'm just happy, bro, when I see that we're like on, even though it's like just like a top 200 and number one is always like Marc Maron or NPR. Or those two girls, bro, like they came out of nowhere. They have a podcast called Guys We Fucked. Yeah, and that podcast like number one sometimes.
They get on that list.
So like guys want to find out that I better be in that list or something.
Talk about me.
A lot of women want to find out their men on that list, I guess. But they're like number one sometimes. But we're like number 130, bro, and I'm happy to see 130 because then I see podcasts who are now under us. And I say, oh, them motherfuckers, they shit now.
Yeah, motherfuckers are no longer compelling, though.
They ain't compelling. Come the same guests with the same shit.
Same fucking scams. Fucking Donnie Brasco, eh? Hey, yeah. but we be charting the 98, 2, and 93, though.
Yeah, man.
We be fucking up on there, dog, so respect.
I thought we were going to be number 70 with Mellow Mayonnaise. It didn't happen,
dog. Ah, dog. That was
a still a good one, though.
Hell yeah, it's a badass one, bro.
Yeah, man, he was good, man.
Very proud.
He looks the same, man, but once he took that hat off, man, okay, he missed the Mellow Man name. I don't know, some rapper gotta change their name, man. Like, if you were, like, kind of old, I saw this funny-ass meme, bro. It was Kid and Play Now. Kid and Play Now. And they show Chris Reed. You know, like, he don't have the long hair no more, right? And, you know, DJ Jazzy Jeff, he's just right there, right? Kid and Play.
Kid and Play.
They had a picture. Brother, the meme said Kid and Play. It said grown man and working. That's their new name.
Ain't no more playing around there, little brother.
I know, like baby face. You see his face, bro? He ain't no baby, man.
He done had grandkids.
Except Baby Bash, he's still bad.
With the little green eyes. Eh?
Okay, Frost, man, he's more like, he's old, man.
Hell yeah, dog. This is for the raza, dog.
This is for la raza.
It's a badass
This movie. Is for Bengay.
Hey, there's some fools you can't talk shit on, huh? They're just too hard, huh?
I know. You might run into it at the unemployment office.
Take
a you were talking shit about me, man. I know some fools walk up to me like, and they mentioned stuff on the podcast we talked about like 20 episodes ago, and now we forgot what the fuck they're talking about. Like they'll bring up like, yeah, man, your hamster Chucky, how is he doing? And I say, what? That felt weird when I came on the left field.
I didn't know how to hamster, dog.
That's like, remember of some sketch I saw with William Shatner? Because you know William Shatner, even though there's a lot of Star Trek fans, he doesn't go to those festivals, right? He goes, fuck that shit. So on Saturday Night Live, they had a festival, and he was there, and there were people just like Vulcans asking William Shatner, how's the ranch? What ranch? I heard your horse had a calf. What? And then he looks at the fucking John Lovitz. He's playing one of those Vulcans. Sir, can I ask you a question now? Have you ever been with a woman? And then that fool walks up to William Shatner trying to choke him, bro. Like
that fucking Trekkie choke.
Dog. Yeah, man. So what's up, fool?
Chilling.
What's up, bro? You wearing Pendleton, bro? You're sponsored now or what?
Nah, fool. I got like 14.
You got a fucking sponsor behind our back?
You got a fuck? Nah, hell no. You got to bring it out with this cold. Fool can't be busting him out the summertime all sweating with a shiny ass forehead.
I know, bro. You look like a fuck. That Pendleton, bro, you don't look like a migrant worker, bro. You look like the guy who drives a truck and drops him off.
You look like a costale.
You're the main guy of the migrant worker, bro. You drive the truck, bro. You
need a leader, eh?
You're the guy that sells them the phone cars, bro.
I'm a human in rep, you know?
You know, it's the funny, man. When I was on Platanito, when I did that show on Platanito, that's a show in Spanish, one of the gift packages was a fucking bag full of fucking phone cars, bro. He gave me 24 Platanito phone cards, dog.
That's tight, dog.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool? What you doing for Thanksgiving, bro? Besides dropping off migrant workers.
Eating, dog.
You guys do it big at your house?
Not big, okay. Ham, fucking turkey, you know, stuffing.
Has there been a crazy ass Thanksgiving you guys ever had?
Nah, it's fucking usually pretty chill, fool. Just less family now, dog.
But we have guests, bro. Las Capetanas are right here, bro. We're gonna just chime in whenever you want, man. We're just talking right now about Thanksgivings. You know, I know, like, some Latinos, they celebrate Thanksgiving, then they go to college, they realize what really happened, and go, no, I don't want to celebrate no more.
What's up with that,
like, bro? My brother, bro, fucking went 2 years of fucking community college. He calls it the harvest weekend. He sent me a letter one time. He sent me a text, one of the big text messages, inviting everybody for the great harvest dinner. And I'm like, what the fuck, hey, who's going to be the Peanuts gang? This fucking Charlie Brown fucking theme, Thanksgiving, what have you? We're going to wear fucking silly hats? But some white people get mad at, like we joke around about it. I remember I told this lady, we're going to celebrate traditional Thanksgiving. We're going to go to your White House. We're going to stab you guys and just fucking tell you guys to move out.
Vámonos.
Vámonos. That's funny, man. That shit. One of the crazy Thanksgivings I ever had, bro. I had two of them, bro. Actually, three. But this one was crazy, man. My son had just been born, right? He was a newborn. So his mom was already fat, right? She was a big mom, a woman. She was already big. But she got an extra 80 pounds, you know, for that. She was big, bro. I'm gonna say how big, man, but if they put her, they put her next to Roseanne Barr, man. I ain't no John Goodman.
I'm like Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I'm like Tom Arnold. And so everybody's sitting there, my dad's sitting there. Of course, the TV's off, so it's fucking boring. We actually got to talk or look at each other and shit. My brother, the phone keeps ringing. My brother keeps calling collect from prison and shit for a shout out. Talking about what we're doing, celebrating, bro, without you again. What the fuck are you calling collect for? Collect call from San Quentin.
I was feeling lonely.
I know, man. What the fuck, kid? What do you want to call us for, man?
Ruin our day.
I know, ruin our night and shit. What are you guys doing now, man? We're just gonna have a big cake, man, with M&M's in it. I'm making somebody made a tofurkey, man, with fucking Fruit Loops. And fucking Fritos and Red Hot Cheetos.
A meat spread.
So the fuckers keep ringing. Nobody's picking it up. I'm sitting next to my brother on left-hand side, my other brother on right-hand side, my other little nephews. They're not even born yet, right? And my dad's sitting in the middle. They're in the middle, right? And my baby mama, she's changing the baby right over there and shit. And then my mom goes, she asks, hey, man, what kind of part of the turkey would your lady have, you know? I'm going to cut pieces off of here. Then my brother thought he would be funny, you know, like add comedy to the Thanksgiving table. That fool said, you don't see how big she is? Give her any piece, eh? Isn't it like she's going to say no? Fool, everybody starts dying, bro.
Damn.
Hell yeah, bro. Fool, everybody's quiet, right? Everybody's quiet, bro. Everybody's laughing, bro. My brother's sitting next to me, bro. With no, everybody laughing, putting their head up laughing. I clocked this motherfucker, bro. Left hook, bro. I jabbed him hard, dog. Like, right in the nose, bro. Like, in between his chin and his nose. Like, perfect, right?
The money maker.
And made him go back and then come back. But nobody saw.
Like, quick?
Nobody saw. It was quick, bro. It was like that, bro. Everybody heard that. Like, all you saw his head come back was a little bit of tears. Right? My dad said, ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué chingados? Whatever, right? And I said, no, man, nothing happened. Weren't you laughing? What happened? Right? And then my dad knew that I fucking punched him in the face, and he just dropped his plate, like, you ruined Thanksgiving. Right? So we're on the way out and shit. And then, like, I'm trying to rush her out of the house, you know, with the baby and all that. And this woman still has to go, are we going to eat? Are we going to eat? Did your mom just say we're going to eat? And I felt like that guy from fucking Goodfellas when he's kicking his lady off with that fucking fur coat. Get the fuck out of here.
You're supposed to be buying fur coat.
But come on, get the fuck out of here, man.
Or kicking him and shit.
So that whole fucking night was ruined, bro. And I said, I'm going to go back, bro, get loaded. Because I was sober then. I was going through sobriety. I had like 8 years sober. So I thought that night would drive me over the edge, you know? So I decided, I'm just going to get loaded and fucking go over there and fuck these fools up.
Everybody, dog.
Pick up the phone when it's ringing and talk to my brother in prison and charge him an $80 phone bill. Something, right? So I just let that shit go.
Vengeance.
Went to an AA meeting, bro. A bunch of paisas. All in Spanish, bro. All in Spanish. It was fuck. They were speaking Spanish so fast, bro. I just laughed at everything they said. It was funny, bro. Like a lot of Salvadorians were there. No, cerote que yo cuando yo llegué de Salvador y que todo estaba cerote, que, you know, the way you talk like Elvis Presley.
Hell yeah.
And,
pasa la pelota, cerote.
So that was that one, bro. But the funniest one, man, funniest one. My brother Albert was dating some chick, right? And she was Cuban. And they were living over there by Pico Union, bro, in the hood, bro. In the hood, dog. Like, a car ran up to us. And we said, nah, we don't want to buy nothing. And then we just parked. Ooh, I don't know what was going on. I thought she had three cholo-ass brothers that were the same age, right? Because these three were cholos, bro, like thug cholos. And then, like, all of a sudden, these cholos are serving us, bro. I'm like, what? I thought I was at Homeboy Industry, bro. Right? For real. I thought going to pop out and shit. And some fucking troll going to pop in a wheelchair with punch. Nah, but it was, they were adopted. Like, the mom was makes extra money picking up orphans, I guess. But these two were three thugs. And they were doing everything, bro. They were like the slaves of the house, fool. Like, they were doing all the cooking, all the foster kids' jobs. And his sister, they were big. It was a big chick. And food, none of the food has salt on it. I guess because they're all big, so they're watching their
watching sugar.
Sodium and shit.
Yeah. Right? And then, like, nobody's eating salt, bro. And I'm fucking this fucking. You got any salt? So then they brought the salt, bro. My whole family, we felt like animals, bro. We only want putting salt on our food. But then they had us make grace. We never said that at our house. Like, we never talk about it. We never say thank you for here, you know. The mom made us all say why we're thankful. And then, like, everybody was saying being thankful. Then my mom said that she's thankful that the whole family is there, because the whole family was there except my dad. And then we all started laughing when she said that, of course. Like, fucking whack ass. You know, your mom trying to be all, because your mom trying to say nice things all of a sudden.
She never says.
I know, and it's hard for her to say it. She just starts looking like, I'm thankful because it's just looking at everybody. Starts making up shit on the spot.
That we're all here.
My family's all here.
Together again.
Together.
Like, who is this bitch?
You know, she really wants to say, I'm not cooking. I'm glad these cholos are cooking. Thug life for life.
Did they wash their hands?
Yeah, man. They're doing everything, man. Everything. And then they bring out the cakes, and those food are slicing cakes, bro. And I'm like, fuck. But I didn't know they were adopted, right? So I said that I did an adopted joke, bro. Then they got all sad.
Moments were the hardest.
I said, times are tough right now, man. And I don't know. I did like an orphan joke, man. And I said, oh, that's when I came up with that joke about, don't worry about them. They're not your real brothers. They're fake. And then they took it personal, man. So what's up for you? You got beat up with Thanksgiving, right? Your
me? No, not on Thanksgiving, dude. I got in a fight with my brother before the Brea shows. Motherfucker, what happened? Something happened, dog. I don't know, my parents were not getting sued or some shit. They got a letter and that fool said, let me see it, dog. I was like, fuck that. You're too stupid to read that shit, dog. That fool snapped, dog. But he came at me and fucking took his ass down.
Hey, nobody ever comes out like after your shows and like wants to fight y'all?
No,
or like get pissed off. Has that ever happened?
No. Nah, my comedy is not really like make people angry, confrontational, man. Like if somebody makes fun of me, I don't really like attack them. Like if they have a big ass nose. And it's easy that it's a big ass nose. I don't attack his big ass nose. I say stuff like, wow, man. Like, wow, man. It'd be hard to find you, huh? If somebody were to kill somebody, they would need two photos, huh? Like, they would see, like, they would hold one photo up. Have you seen these guys? You know, or. I don't tell you, fuck you. I don't say it like, you fucking have a big fucking nose, fuck you, bro. I don't say stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll say things like, oh, wow, man. I wouldn't do coke with you, bro.
Or bro, you keep it real subtle.
Subtle, that's yeah.
Not, yeah. I mean, I've seen you at a couple shows, man.
But especially if it's a bar, like Wild Coyotes, they don't not pay me, then I gotta be mean.
Hell yeah.
Like, I remember being heckling by women, man, and they throw stuff at me. I remember the woman was yelled out that She liked the other comedian after before me, but everybody was doing like 15 minutes. The guy did 15, and I was trying to get started with the new first five. And she goes, "You suck. The last guy was better. He won." I said, "Who did he win? You're a fat ass. He can have you, man." You know what? I'm actually giving up right now. I'm forfeiting this show. Fuck that. Or sometimes, people yell out, "Next!" That's what your mom said last night. "Next!" We went out of people.
Cattle call.
I have to change t-shirts.
That's like high school right there. Everybody always said that in high school. No?
Yeah, man. You got to come back with it. You got to be fast, though, man. Like in Chicago, a woman threw a lemon at me because I guess she was overexcited. And they were going to kick her ass out. Like, it was going to get ugly, confrontational. There was 400 people there. And I couldn't really say, kick her ass out. So I left her there. And I said, "I'm sorry, man. I told her that it's not your fault, You're not used to being now in public, This is the first time you've been around more than two of your friends. I started off like you, I used to go to comedy clubs, but there was nobody there, and I was open micing. Right now, you're open micing as an audience member. You're new at this, you don't know when to clap, when to laugh, or when to stay quiet, But we're going to teach you.
I know that I read one time, Dave Chappelle was doing a comeback. And then, one of his shows, someone threw, a banana peel, on stage. And so instead of that fool, he didn't get back. He's like, he picked it up. He's like, who brings bananas to clubs? Who the fuck has a banana for the last hour and a half in the club? Who does that shit? Let me see who it is. He made a joke out of it. And it was super dope. He didn't get mad. He didn't come back. And he was super slick about it. And then he just kept on going,
Some people lose it, man.
Yeah, Kramer. Kramer got all crazy.
Who's the guy that started yelling at these two black dudes in the audience?
Kramer. Yeah.
Those two guys went to my high school.
He was a low down, but how'd he go down, bro?
That fool's from Oxnard, right?
I'm from Oxnard. So I'm heading right now.
No repute.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's up, man? Let's get to know everybody. We got las cafeteras right here, man.
Yeah, man.
It's funny, man. You gave me your CD.
Yeah,
after
man.
The show.
After the second show.
After the
first
second show,
I was like, I don't know about this. Yeah. Dude. Second show, I said, "Hey, y'all." This was my cousin, dog.
And then I had your CD in the car for a long time. Because sometimes people give me the rap CDs, like at Venice Beach.
Or no, at the gas station.
Or the gas station.
And you ever buy them?
Hell no.
I bought one. I'm like, fool. If I want people to buy my CD, let me buy this fool's CD. I bought a CD at a gas station. It was pretty whack. But I wanted support. This is a homie. That fool's bald. He's slanging. He could be doing a bunch of other stuff. But the fool's slanging and stuff at a gas station. I said, you know what? I support that, dude. If I'm going to Monarca, dog, and get a $5 Oaxaca café, dude, I'm going to support this homie.
What about one of the kids trying to raise money for, the basketball team, but wants to say a $7 candy bar? Yeah, what about that?
Hey, bro, I should be a dollar. Remember that?
I just got a dollar. I support them.
They're I'm trying to go to Magic Mountain. I said, no, you're not, dog.
You're never
going to
go.
Hi, my name is Felipe, and I work with Junior Careers, and I'm trying to stay out of trouble camp, and with your help, I can go to SeaWorld. Oh, I should do that, man.
Hey, have you seen Blackfish?
Junior Career.
Hey, but the kids who come to my door, man, they got their whole pitch down. The homegirl will come. It's after dark. You're what are you doing? At people's porch in South Central. And then she'll put the bag on the floor. And then she'll be like, "Hey, hi, my name's Sandra. I'm here selling." I'm like, "Oh, what are you selling?" And as I ask her, she opens the bag. She's like, "Well, we've got microcloth fibers. We've got chocolate bars. These will go great for your mom. I could tell you love your mom. She's got flowers and floral arrangement." She had the whole pitch for 7 minutes and the whole time. And she puts it all out, 15 different items on my porch. And you're like, damn, I can't not buy something from you. You just work so hard. And so always kick down a 10 spot or something.
One time I was in that situation and I didn't want to buy anything because it was too expensive. But I was like, "Hey, well, can I give you a donation? Can I give you a couple bucks and then, give the next person a discount?" She didn't want to take it.
Yeah,
I'm like, "Just take it." And she didn't want to take it.
I used to do that, man. At the gas station.
How many times you go to Magic Mountain, dog?
Never, man.
Not once. How many times you hug Shamu, dog? How many times? Never hug, dog.
Yeah, man. And It was all bullshit, but I didn't even get off drugs.
Not even that, like that.
I used to have a whole shit, man. It was a lot. When I think about it, a lot of that stuff is so shitty. They're selling.
It's real, dog.
It's like a tin can that probably costs 75 cents if you buy a lot of them. Yeah, yeah. And then the cookies are like from Woolworth or something.
Yeah,
a little bag. You know, they're like those cookies you buy in a big tin can.
Yeah,
garbage.
And they're $7.
Or like the tin can's all big, but you open it up and it's like this little bag of gummy bears. It's got like 4 gummy bears in there. And I just paid $9, Don.
Damn, you know the only ones I like are the ones with the white cover, the chocolate bars, or the ones with almonds in
them. The C's.
Yeah, not the C's ones. The ones that used to cost $1 and shit. That's it, yeah.
The fundraiser ones.
Yeah, that's
the world's
dude.
Finest chocolate.
Yeah, that one, dog. Yeah, that's
those chocolates are smaller and smaller.
They used to be good with a glass of milk. Damn, dog.
Hey, so what do you do now? If you're a vegetarian or you're vegan.
Vegan, man.
Yeah, yeah. If you're vegan, what do you eat now? Because we meet a bunch of raza and, you know, in our family, you know, a lot of our family still eats a bunch of meat. So we have to cook our own stuff.
Do you cook?
Yeah.
What do you make, Doc?
We have tofurkey.
Yeah, what do you mean you cook, Doc? I know what you're cooking.
I'm the quesadilla king, bro.
Oh, good flipper, you know?
Like that.
What kind of cheese?
I use a day of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Follow your heart, yeah.
Oh, Don. Mm. That's a t-shirt right there, Don.
Yeah. Do you make cashew
follow your
cheese?
Heart cheese?
Yeah, sometimes I've made it. I don't have time to.
We do eat nachos, you know, with nutritional yeast.
Oh, yeah.
It's bomb,
that's
man.
Good.
Dude, my brother-in-law, they're cooks and they're also vegetarian. So they do, you ever go to Native Foods?
Yeah.
Now they do the Wellingtons. So my brother learned how to do it. So now we do like the big Wellingtons, Don. And they're like, you didn't like it? Because you got to make it good.
It was thick, man.
It's like press. It's like a pie. It gets crazy. It gets crazy. You know? But Leah's been a vegan since you were like 9, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo también, otra.
But then he stopped. And then when I met him.
I got to go back.
Yeah, she was raised vegan. I couldn't believe that. Like, vegan? What the hell is that? Like, no meat. Nothing like that. That's loco.
Did you ever see the Simpsons episode? Like, with Lisa Simpson? Did you ever see that one?
No.
So, like, Lisa Simpson's in love with this, like, environmentalist vegetarian. And that fool ends up going to jail. And she goes to visit him in jail. And she's like, are you a vegetarian? What is that? He's like, are you a... He's like, what kind of vegetarian? He's like, I'm a fifth level vegetarian. I don't eat anything with a shadow. Like that.
Damn, hardcore, huh?
A lot of snails. A lot of little snakes.
But that was a dope episode. You know?
But fish don't have a shadow because they're always in the water.
Damn.
Deep. In the murky deep.
Maris, hey, let's go see at the mares then.
Watch out, people. I don't eat anything that had a mother and a father.
We say anything that runs, flies, or what?
Has a face.
Has a face. No face.
A friend of mine used to say, if it used to walk around, I'll eat it.
Damn. That was nasty.
Rodrigo's crazy. If it had a heartbeat, he'll fuck it.
I don't know about all that.
That's crazy, dog.
Orale. I know, huh?
Yeah, man, so what do you do? So you were raised vegan?
No.
What's your name?
My name's Leah.
And you're in a band? What do you play?
I play quijada and I sing and I dance. Percussion.
What's quijada?
Quijada de burro, a donkey jawbone. Straight up, an actual donkey jawbone. The bottom jaw, so the teeth are loose. When you hit the side, it makes like a nice... You like it, huh?
Yeah.
What you want for your birthday, Don? We'll get you a quijada for your birthday.
Hit somebody with a jawbone. Kill somebody with a jawbone and play a little song. What after, bro? You know, I just clocked him over the head.
Serenading this fool.
You should come to our show December 12th. Jawbone. See it live. Yeah, December 12th at El Rey.
Yeah, we got a big show.
We're playing,
Da.
You can see it live.
So I was like chilling, man, in the car, man. I wonder where I was. And I started playing your CD over and over and over. And
what's your favorite song, Don?
My favorite song is the one.
Number five.
No, the one before number five, the one that we're just talking.
Your history books got it all wrong, so I come to you with a song. In 1810, con el gran grito de pasión, se levantaron con razón. Black and brown fighting together on a day I'll always remember.
Orale. Movement
yeah,
time.
The movement time. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a cool little
thing. He broke down my history without me. I didn't have to look for it.
I didn't have to Google my history. Huh?
Like that, huh?
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff were like, a lot of the stuff is like, I learned a lot of what's the name of the song? Café con...
It's Moment Time.
Moment Time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the Moment Time. You know, actually, you know what? The story of that song is actually, it's a comedic style.
Yeah.
So it's actually, my brother saw a video on YouTube of Cat Williams.
Yeah.
And Cat Williams was in Arizona.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He was in Arizona and he got in
with that Mexican dude?
With the Mexican homie, and they started going out and he started saying like, go back home where you come from, motherfucker. Go back yeah. home. This go is USA. Africa. This is USA. And then, but like the whole club was all like black and brown folks.
Yeah.
And then everybody started saying USA, USA. And it was like, dude, like if people only knew that Mexico made slavery legal before the US.
Yeah.
If people only knew that Mexico went to war with Texas Rangers. Because they wanted to have slaves. Like, that's why we lost the land, you know, because we, you know, they wanted to have slaves in Texas. Mexico was like, hell no, this is our land. You can't have slaves here. Went to war, lost, and then they took all the damn land. But, like, if Cat Williams knew that, would he be saying, go back to where you come from?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or would you be saying something else? Would you go be hugging this chunky Mexicano?
You also mentioned on that in the song that Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said that her Underground Railroad went to Mexico too.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Big time. Yeah, like people don't know that. You know, the Underground Railroad went like north, but also went south into Mexico because Mexico.
Mi tío Eugenio, bro. That's why he's black as hell. Yo, then, Uncle Mel looked like Muammar Gaddafi, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Negro.
I have cousins that are black. And I was saying, like, man, where do these fools come from? Because even when you look it up on the internet, no slave ship ever crashed in Mexico. You know, they didn't come. They're not Taino Indians. They probably did come down.
Yeah, and they brought all mad slaves to, like, Mexico, to Veracruz, and a bunch of them, like, you know, they went, like, people escaped, and then people, mad slaves also hooked up with mad native folks. So if you think about, like, I got my family's Yaqui from northern Sonora. Like, it's Arizona, Sonora. But they didn't have those borders. Like, I can imagine, like, my great-grandma, man, she was hella dark, dude. She was black, you know, but she was indigenous. You know what I'm saying? So, like, all that history, man, like, if we knew that stuff, man, we'd be on another level, yo.
I know. I did a podcast with Paul, no, the radio station with Paul Rodriguez. And
the
I'm
skater?
Like, huh?
The skater?
No, his son, his father. Hey. The oh, senior. No.
Órale! Not my son, cabrón. Enough of my son.
No, actually, it was his father. Mm. We were on a radio station, and his dad started dropping knowledge, bro. He was talking about that. And then when I heard it on your thing, he said that and we shared it on a podcast on the Instagram that the woman. When they were fighting for civil rights or for the schools, it was in Anaheim first.
Westminster,
yeah.
Mendez versus Westminster. Oh, that's right. That's a part of the CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. There's a...
Because Paul Rodriguez first said that on the radio when I was on a radio station with him. And I didn't even know that. And then Paul Rodriguez broke it down. It was the Mendez case. They didn't want to let her go to school there. And they were rich. And then that guy, what's his name, from the civil rights movement in the South, he heard about it too.
Thurgood Marshall
yeah. Then heard about it. He fought that in the South.
Yeah, man.
It was because of Latino.
Raza. And actually, so then Sylvia Mendez, the first, she's still alive. You should bring her on the show, Don.
I showed her photo on the Instagram. And
I saw that.
Some of her family members go, that's my tia, eh?
She owes me 10 bucks.
Imagine. That's my tia right there, man. She used to whip me.
Tell me how to read.
Yeah, so she was like the first student to go into a desegregated high school in California. Then the next year they let black students, the next year Native American students, then like Asian students. But they use that for Brown versus Board of Education to desegregate the whole country. So it started off with the Mexican family, the Mendez family. There's actually a school in Boyle Heights, Felicitas and Gonzalo Mendez High School, which is right there where the Aliso Projects used to be,
yeah.
Aliso Village. And so right there, they actually named that high school after that family. Felicitos and Gonzalo Mendez, because that Felicitas, those are the parents. Because they're like, this is messed up. And they started a petition, dog. They got all kinds of ras, all kinds of family. And what's dope about them, that family around Solidarity, is that was also a time where Japanese were being interned. So like they would say, you know, Japanese had to leave their homes, leave everything. So their neighbors were Japanese. And so they went to an internment camp and they took care of their neighbor's home while they were being interned. So when they got out, when that finished, they had a home to come back to. Because most Japanese then came back and they lost everything, you know? But that family, the Mendez family, took care of that house. So when they came back, they could still have it. And so, like, that's that love, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like that San Gabriel love, you know, with Raza and Southeast Asians and Chinese and Vietnamese. And, you know, when I grew up, like, with this fool, we grew up in San Gabriel Valley también. Like, Vietnamese, they would call them fobs. You know what they're called? You know, fresh off the boat. Then they would call, like, Raza, they call them mojados. It's the same thing, you know? We're all going through the... We're all migrating, you know? And if, like, you just got here, they were smashing you because you didn't speak English right or you couldn't pass ESL class. Or things like that. But that was the same for, like, Southeast Asia.
Man,
kids.
You couldn't pass ESL, man. Something wrong.
That sucks, though, man. But that's how it is, though,
that's
dog.
That's real, dog. You know?
You knew the kids were in ESL, man, because they were in fuck. They were in, because they were in, they were
shit.
In fucking, You would knew the ESL kids because they were in that other. They were in that fucking. What is that program?
They were on the soccer team. That's why
they were in the cross country team.
Ah, yeah, dog.
They're fucking jogging their asses off, eh?
Fucking like a little deer, dog. You know?
They're gonna win, bro. That's cross country, bro. He crossed three borders, bro. All the way from Nicaragua.
He's on the way back.
Hey, Jose ran cross country. That was a little runner from Oxnard.
Uh-huh, you know
while the white boys were surfing, this
fool
was running. You know
that was funny, man. When we go to Rico and Mambo, right? Rico and Mambo from Oxnard.
Yeah, we
can relate. We relate different to them because what do you guys, man? What do you guys do for summer vacation? Oh man, we went to fucking summer vacation, man. We went fucking camping, bro. YMCA or whatever. What you guys do? Oh, okay, we went to go work, bro. we went up north to pick strawberries in Salinas.
Yeah, there's a lot of agriculture out there. Yeah, there's a lot of people do that stuff.
That's real, man.
Yeah. So you know your parents? They what do you play? What's your name?
Jose.
What do you play in the band?
I play drums, percussion, a couple of little things, but mainly those two things.
But that's for when the school to be an engineer, Doc. I've always got an engineering degree.
Yeah. I went to, I grew up out there and then I came out here to LA and I studied engineering. I did a couple of things. After that, I found out I didn't like to have a job. And, so I actually got fired from my last job, real like engineering job, like 9 years ago. And so after that, I just been doing like freelance work, design work. And then I was trying to start a business maybe like 4 or 5 years ago and the business wasn't doing so good and you know, I didn't do the right moves. And so the business wasn't doing very good. I ran out of money, got tired, got frustrated, and at the same time, the band started doing good. So it was like a perfect time, like just to jump over. So I like to say that I'm a retired engineer.
Hey, if you want to know how hardcore, this is Daniel. If you want to know how hardcore this fool, at first we lived in a house, but then he moved to like his workshop space in the valley. And he lived in like, you know, like when you go into those like industrial lots, and it's all the doors are the metal doors you slide down, and it's usually all mechanic shops.
Rollaway door and shit.
The rollaway door. This fool had a space in there, and he's trying to start like a steel door company, innovative thing. He has got a dope product, but this fool's, he doesn't even have a shower. He has a giant bucket, and he would pour like bowls of water from the sink and take like little bird baths.
I would take a shower in the sink, man. And there's no walls. No, it's just a big like those commercial areas where like after like 7 o'clock, it's real depressing to drive through. You just want to get past that street. That's where I was living, and I was sleeping on the floor. And
hell yeah.
Oh,
with
man.
The engineering degree.
In the summer, it'd be like 115 degrees in his damn shop.
It was hot, man. It was in Van Nuys.
And now you're in a band doing that.
I'm in a band doing that.
He's moving on. That was like a 1982
shower in a Greyhound station.
At least there's air conditioning
showering
in here,
backstage.
Man.
As long as you wash your armpits, bro, you're all right, bro.
Man. It's all good. You know what I mean? So it's all good, man.
It was fun. You learn from all these things. Man.
You know, the first time I remember, we were like a New Year's Eve, maybe like 4 years ago.
And we cure a promoter.
No.
I wanted to kill him with my jawbone.
We had a New Year's Eve. You know how like everybody gets all excited for New Year's Eve? And then it's like, then it's like 12:30 and everybody's like, oh, what do we do now, dog? And then everybody's depressed and the food's all gone. You only have like soggy chips.
People are sad. I'm doing coke again. Damn. It's New Year's Eve. I'm still doing coke.
They're all sad.
New Year's Eve next year.
There's a fucking New Year's resolution left in 30 minutes.
So everybody's all depressed and like,
just the wrong person.
Again,
you suck.
And then like someone's like, hey, we should like, we're on board, dog. And then someone's like, hey, I just saw like, hey, there's the Felipe Esparza, you know, comedy. Let's put it on. And we're like,
Felipe chill.
You know what I'm saying? Felipe chill. We put it on, dog, and we were rolling.
Oh, yeah.
We were rolling for the next like 45 minutes. Like, who is this fool? He don't have an Instagram. He don't have a Twitter. He don't have nothing. This was like back in
4 years ago.
Yeah, like 4 years ago, man.
Yeah.
And that was like the first time we've seen your stuff. And ever since then, man, like,
big fan.
We followed you. We saved up our money so we could go watch your shows 3 years later. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, it's cool to be here, man. You know, you came up, dog. That's hella dope.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hella dope, dog.
Hey, man, I really dig that story when you say you got a heart attack when you were in elementary school. Yeah. Like kickball.
Yeah, man.
I like that story,
man. My mom put lard on everything,
oh,
man.
Oh, like that, huh?
Everything, man. I was doing a bit. I was doing this bit over there in El Centro, and I just added to my joke out of the Southern, man. I said, you already knew, man, which were the Mexican kids, man, because their homework, well, we have like a big blot of manteca on it. it's either chorizo or it's blank.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't erase it, Mom. Why? Didn't manteca the paper will burn.
Hey, would y'all buy the little 1 gallon buckets or the 5 gallon buckets?
The 1 gallon, bro. Yeah. Rexlar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. When you think about that shit now, man, like, remember? Like, your mom will cook whatever, right? Everybody talks about it. I don't know why. Even black moms do it, I guess. They save the little leftover grease on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The little roach candle.
It's like that, dogga.
Because they don't even cook with it again. All you see is the roach that are dead.
My mom used to say that stuff. I don't know if she does still, but she used to.
Anyway, would you do that leftover lard, man, from leftover everything? The best thing to do with that manteca right there on the side is to put it on a pan and then put a bunch of tortillas on top of it, man. Ooh. And that tortilla will pick up all the flavors from everything. And sometimes, every once in a while, man, like if you cook carne asada earlier, like 2 days ago, you might get like a little tiny piece of meat stuck to a tortilla. And then we're talking about... That shit's good. No. It's like you're eating the roach.
It's like the roach.
You know when you smoke the roach?
Yeah.
It's like just the last part of the meat, man. And that's why I'm vegan, man, because I actually love gross shit. I'd be like, whenever we make carne asada, my mom would put tortillas on top of the carne asada, then flip it over, then you get a carne asada tortilla with oil and fat.
Or get like the blood, the juices that come from the steak. Man. Yeah. That's just pretty good, man.
Hey, you don't find it hard? Like, we tour now. You know, we've been touring across the country now. And it's sometimes we go to places that, like, we went to, like, Kirksville, Missouri one time. And then we yelped, like, vegetarian, and McDonald's showed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's, like, there's shit out there, dog. Like, what do you, like, Leah packs... We have to go to Whole Foods. We do snack packs and shit like that. What do you do?
I do everything she does.
Right?
I make a bunch. First of all, I make sure that they have peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, man.
At least. Because that's why it's not hard to find.
Yeah.
Because you start giving them hummus, they can't find it or lose their mind.
Yeah.
So Taco Bell. I go to Taco Bell because they have bean burrito, no cheese.
Ah.
And it's plain. And when I Google it, they say it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah, so Oreos, dog, you just have like a...
You can do a chalupa with just plain beans and tomato and ketchup.
That's going to give you the shits, dog.
Yeah, I looked it up, man. $7. I used to work at Taco Bell. I'll tell you how they're made. I worked at Taco Bell for 2 games at Dodger Stadium.
Like that?
And
for the playoffs?
The beans... They're going to sue us, but the beans show up in a bag like cat food, you know?
Yeah, it's like Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. No, it's not liquid. It's hard.
And you add water?
It's pouch. It's hard. Then you pour hot water, like coffee hot water over it.
Just like the ground beef, right?
Yeah, bro. Like you're making cocaine here, man. You're making crack.
It's brown.
It's delicious. It's brown.
And the meat is like that, too. You know. So the beans were made somewhere else, deep under, I guess, frozen. And deep, deep, or high dehydrated somehow. they're dehydrated.
They're from concentrate.
And the ground beef is the same way.
Yeah.
Beans and the ground beef are the same way, but everything else, I wouldn't know.
I was actually just joking about the meat. It's kind of crazy that you say it's true.
The ground beef comes the same way.
Hey, have you seen the video, the cholos eating kale? Have you seen that one? Where there's a YouTube video where they get cholos sitting at a table, and they give them like kale chips and then kombucha. You know, like, and it's hella dope, dude. It's a hella dope video because they never eat it, and they fucking love it, dude. They fucking love kombucha. Do you mess around with kombucha?
They don't all love it.
Yeah, they do all of them. They're like, oh, this is dope.
Fucking rabbit food, eh?
Well, they like pronouncing it, because it sounds like
Gucci. There's a couple of different videos. One kale, one kombucha.
I don't like
kombucha.
There's
one of like power energy shots.
She used to.
Like
now you don't like it no more. You don't like it? Oh, she don't like it no more.
Yeah.
Hey, when we first the first time I realized that we're kind of like making it as a band was when they had kombucha in our green room.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because you're like your writer, you send them a bunch of stuff and they never they never get everything. You know, they only get like celery,
water,
pineapple, like that cheap fruit platters from like Vons. You know what I'm saying?
Like deli tray.
I thought I was the only one that gets those.
They're like standard.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, they get the. But we went to one show, man, and they had like everything we put. And I remember when we created like fuck, imagine like we just put it on there. What do we want? So we had one show, they had like kombucha, they had those vegan oatmeal cookies, you know, they had like
top of the line chips.
Like it was dope, man. It was like hell yeah. We started taking all kinds of selfies,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Look at this shit, y'all.
These are $4,
you
man.
But it's crazy because we come back.
Is this in California?
No,
I don't remember.
I think it was in Detroit.
Yeah, it might have
Detroit?
Been.
I don't know.
That's right, Detroit.
Detroit, okay. Detroit gets down. Yeah.
Organic beer.
Washington.
Hell yeah, dude. But, like, you know, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if you, like, you know, we travel a lot and we're doing beautiful work now, you know, with our music and our art. And, like, but we come back and we're still hustling, dog. Like, this is a hustle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're having the show at the El Rey. You know, it's going to be our biggest show.
December 12th, right?
December 12th, man. And, you know, we have less than 100 tickets left. You know, like
that's good,
yeah,
man.
Dude, we have, you know,
it's a big ass spot.
It's a big spot. We
after
have like
Friday, there'll be no more people.
You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, do you get that too? You know, do people think like, oh, this fool made it already? He's done. He's balling, and like, you know, but it's still a lot of work. You know,
usually when I go back to my neighborhood and I see my homies doing the same thing they're doing
you're
like, 30 years ago,
like, I am balling.
Damn, bro, you made it, dog. You got limos now, huh? And shit now. You don't say fool as much. No, I still say a fool.
The highlight.
Yeah, dog. What's up, fool? You know? But it's like, it's hard being an artist, you know? It's hard doing this work. And I can only imagine, dog, like how it is to be a comedian. You know, like it's a solo. Like we there's a crew of us.
I can't blame nobody, bro, after a bad show. That's the sad thing.
Yeah, that's real.
I can't look at Rodrigo and go, motherfucker, bro. You missed the punchline. Like, we can never be a team, you know?
Yeah,
bro. So we go, that's why a lot of, well, man, I don't know, man. If you guys have a bad set, the jawbone didn't come in time.
A tooth fell out.
I blame the jaw. Yeah.
You know, this fool has gas during the whole set. You gotta work through that shit, right? Or you got a fucking crazy band member that keeps saying, play Chupupo over and over. Or they don't want to hear the new album. Or they get pissed off if you open up with a new shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they just want to hear the old stuff.
Let me tell you, man, I'm going to go see Tom Petty. And every time he did a new song, I ran to the bathroom.
I'll be back.
Oh, man.
Play Refugee.
Again.
Do you get that already? Like, people want to hear, like, the new album, the old album?
We only have one album.
Yeah, we only got one album right now. That's not a problem, dog.
The secret's out.
Yeah, that's that one. We have the new remix. Okay. This show at the El Rey will be the first time we're playing, like, our new stuff. So, you know, we're excited to see what folks... But people will be like, hey, this song has been out for you.
Angel's Flight, huh?
Dang, yeah. You love it or what, dog? That's a sexy picture. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell right away where it is.
Like, right away. You know what I'm saying?
But we're trying to release our new album in the spring. Spring of 2016. So we're going to release some, like, sneak release some of our new songs at our show at El Rey. So hopefully you don't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, man.
During those.
We went to see, we played, you know, the lead singer from Café Tacuba. He has a side project called Hopo. And so they do, like, old school, like, Latin American folk music. So we did a show with them. So they're doing, like, Victor Jara, Julieta Parra, Mercedes Sosa shit. So he's singing and everybody's, like, drunk. Everybody's hella drunk. And they'll be like, Ingrata! They just want to hear, like, Café Tacuba shit. But he's not doing that. And he's like, no, compañero, como no, esto no. But people don't give a Like, they don't fucking care. They like homegirls jump on the stage. They pull out them. They're like Las Flores, and like you know, it sucks because like this guy's trying to do something else, and people don't care. They just want to hear like. Just want to hear Café Tacuba. They don't care who.
Fucking personal. Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that kid from Harry Potter trying to do something else now. It's like, yeah, right, dude. Like, you're always gonna be Harry Potter.
Yeah, get on sorry, that fucking dog. Dragon, dog.
Sorry, dog. You know.
I know, like you can't see Daddy Trejo in a sitcom trying to be a daddy.
Hey, fool. It's gonna happen, dog. That fool's cookie now. You know, he's got his. He's got a restaurant now.
He does have a restaurant,
yeah,
huh?
Machete tacos.
Machete tacos.
Trejo tacos.
We'll cut you.
Trejo tacos.
Three tacos.
Right there, I'll fuck it up. Pass by there when
the menu's on his back. No, that's Homegirl Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, those homegirls are dope, though. Just don't ask for, like, extra water, dude. They'll get pissed.
I know, right?
Hey, but we should do a show together, though, man.
Yeah, man.
For real, man. We should do a show together. It'd be dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Do your comedy thing. Want people love. Have them all laughing. Then we come out and everybody gets all sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that would make everybody cry. Cool,
we want to dance.
That was my love. That was my love. You know?
This fool said everybody good.
Hey, what was it? Selena's mom came to our one of our show.
I got to tell you, Selena Killer showed up. The movie.
From the movie.
Constance Marie. Yeah, John Lopez, she was getting
like.
Down.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. She came to our show, man. It was, we're like, we got all starstruck, dog. Like, hey, washing machine is here. Well, look at her, dog. Like, it was crazy, you know? She was all dancing, you know? And we're like, damn, dude, that's dope, man.
Hell, you know what I'm saying?
And, but after the show, she just... jam right away, you know. Everybody went back to like, you know, fix our pompadours and be like, oh, we're gonna meet her. And then we go in the back and she's gone. Like
so, that, what is your name? What do you play?
I'm that fool snuck in. I'm like, hey, what? My name's Daniel. I play the jarana, it's an 8-string guitar, and then I sing and I rap.
I used to rap too, bro.
Hey, bro, we all used to rap in the shower. Yeah, yeah.
Before
you do a piece, you do a piece and I'll do a piece.
Yeah. I got no piece, man.
I'll do a little beat.
Hey, but we heard you. What's that song you did?
Do a little beat.
Oh, that was Taco Tuesday.
Go Felipe.
Taco Tuesday, right?
Go Felipe.
I can't rap, man.
That's the rap, bro.
Yeah, I do my solo tips.
You know
what I'm saying? You know? That's dope, dude.
Next time, man.
I'll be ready, man.
I gotta drink my kombucha, Don.
So what were your influences?
Oh, snap.
We got a lot because we're LA kids. So we grew up
Boyle Heights?
I'm from Highland Park.
All right.
City Terry,
what's up, fool?
And then, what's up, fool?
I'm from San Gabriel, Wisconsin.
Oxnard.
And we got another homegirl from Huntington Park. Yeah, she wasn't able to make
HP,
it.
Dog.
Albert's Burgers.
Damn.
But we all came together in East LA. Like, we all learned how to play this style of music. There's Afro-Mexican style in East LA. So that's why we say we're from East LA. But all
that
of us
cafe,
come from
though, right?
In El Sereno.
Yeah. Eastside Cafe. The Eastside Cafe is the Zapatista, like the Zapatista-inspired space. And they do like yoga. They do Narcotics Anonymous, ESL classes, and then we used to do music there. So it was just a space, Don, where a homegirl taught us how to play this old school music back in the day. And then after a while, we'd be like, you know, we're singing about like Veracruz stuff. But really, we're like, dude, there's stories here. We wanted to sing about like shit going out here. And then we started writing our own lyrics. And then we're like, you know what, dude? Let's write our music, dude. And then because we all had different jobs. You know, this fool was an engineer. Leah's a professional, was playing professional soccer, and she went to USC. She has a whole dope story. Oh, tell them about your yoga studio.
Yeah, scholarship to play soccer?
I used to play soccer. I started playing when I was 5.
Yeah, scholarship to USC to play soccer?
Yeah, I got a scholarship to a full ride to go to play soccer at USC, and then played a little semi-pro. And then I was trying to go play for the Mexican national team.
Then what happened?
Dun. And then I tore my ACL.
Oh.
I know. But then I started doing yoga. And yoga helped me to, like, get back into shape. And it made me a lot faster than I was before. So yoga helped me to heal from the ACL injury. And then I met Las Cafeteras. And then I opened, co-opened the first yoga studio in East L.A., like an accessible, inclusive. We got the señoras in there and the families, and it's a real cool space. We do yoga in Espanol. It's cool. You should come.
Where do you do that?
We do it in East LA, right near ELAC.
Okay.
On the corner of Pomona and Atlantic.
But before Monterey Park, down it's cool. East LA. Mm-hmm.
I started Tai Chi classes in East LA, but back then it was called, he was just on PCP.
They weren't on Sunday mornings, they were on Saturday mornings at 2 a.m.?
Saturday morning with my underwear on.
On your front lawn?
Doing shadow boxing.
Before Nacho Libre, there was Felipe.
Way before, man. He stole like it from
that,
me.
Way before that, dog. Orale. That's cool, man.
Oh, you guys met up at Spot?
My brother's in the band, and then we met doing, like, all of us are, like, movement kids, so we all, like met doing activist work.
So, what are they activating at?
It's activating. All kinds of shit, man.
You guys part of that big walkout?
Come on.
All of them.
In the
60s?
Yeah.
No, in
2000. No, 2000. Which was us?
2003, right?
Or 2004, like, 2004. The 11 million came out.
Yeah.
You know, for the 11, yeah, man. But back then, they used to have the... You ever heard about the South Central Farm? Did you hear about that shit?
Ooh, that's vegan. That's
the garden.
Vegan history. That's vegan history right there.
Yeah. After the riots, after the 92 riots or the uprising, there's a bunch of, like, blighted neighborhoods. So they gave a bunch of the land to community. And so, like, community created a garden. It was the largest urban farm in the country. 14 acres.
Feeding, like, 108 families.
Alameda and 41st. By the Faraon, by that big
nightclub,
Tianguis. No, what do you call that? What's another word for Tianguis?
Swap me.
The swap me. Okay.
Tianguis is the indigenous word, dog, for swap me. You know what I'm saying?
That's the ESL translation.
When you want to sound all cool at the swap me, I love this Tianguis. Like that.
Just like
Teotihuacan. Yeah, Omiteo, dog. So, like, you know, so the city basically did a backroom deal, sold the land that people were, like, growing food on to a developer. That fool wanted to build a Forever 21 warehouse and kick everybody out. So then there was like a 3-year like movement and battle. So people were like camping at the farm. People like so a bunch of mad like it was. No matter if you're doing like immigrant rights work or educational justice work, everybody came to the farm. And then like
Zach De La Rocha came, Oso Motley,
Joe Baez,
Danny Glover came through. I love that fool. I was like, lethal weapon.
Riggs. You know what I'm saying?
Calling Riggs.
So we were all part of that. A lot of us, like me and Frenchie, met there because every night people do hip hop, cool, spoken dog. Word, danza azteca, all that stuff. And then one night they had a show, Don. They had a show, so they had this band, Los Cojolites, which is like a Son Jarocho band from Mexico, Quetzal,
Son de Madera.
And then Zach De La Rocha shows up, dog. And then that fool, and that concert was huge. For there's like thousands of people there. That fool gets up on there and just starts ripping, dog. Like freestyling to like Son Jarocho Afro-Mexican music, dog. And that was like, it just like, that's hella dope. Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And then we started learning and that's what we do now, dog. You know, so that's kind of where we came from. Jeezy was doing soccer. Mm-hmm. Jose and Denise met in
we're in Mecha. We met in college.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I met Hector. Actually, it's funny because you said walkouts. I met Hector at a walkout for budget cuts at Cal State LA. Yeah, I met French at the farm.
You know?
And then, Hector was like the loudest person there, man. That's why I gravitated towards him.
What do you mean and, was, though?
Well, at that, you know.
The bullhorn, eh?
Something.
Loud
fools
are cool,
though.
We like locked eyes, you know, like at the end of the protest, like, hey, who's playing that fucking drum? I looked and I said, boom, dog. It was just like magic, you know?
Yeah,
Some people need a bullhorn, man. Hector don't need one, man. That was loud, man. That one needs a quiet dance.
Like that, all crazy?
So what happened to the farm? Is they open?
No, there's a documentary.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Garden. Yeah.
They got rid of it then?
Yeah, man. It's all bulldozed. You go by now and there's... So the whole thing was like, oh, the dude wants to put a Forever 21. And now it's still, this is like 10 years later, it's still bulldozed. It's just nothing. So it's a big waste, man. I think at the end of the day, it's like we look around and we see all these possibilities. And some people, they just care about money and power.
Yeah.
So like in the end, the community loses, you know, in that case. But our whole onda is like, let's not wait for Obama or whoever the next president's going to be. Or let's not wait for the mayor to do stuff.
A lot of people hinge on that shit.
Yeah, instead, our own that's like, you know, like, and the reason we learned this music is because we went to this cafe, the East Side Cafe, and then our friend was like, cool, well, I'll teach you, but I'm not like a master. Like, I'm not, like, you can't go telling people you're learning from the great, you know, so-and-so. She was like, look, just, I'm going to teach you what I know, and then we're going to move forward. If she wouldn't have taught us at the East Side Cafe, they wouldn't have started calling us the cafeteras. We wouldn't have eventually turned into a band and do what we do. And so our thing is like, just do you. Like if you got jokes, go to, you know, First and Soto and tell jokes and see what happens. Like, if you got, if you like to paint, like, go paint with crayons or whatever trash in your, make something out of your, you know, recycling bin. Like, we have the power to do whatever we're here to do, you know? So our whole thing is don't wait. Don't wait till you're ready. Don't wait till someone tells you or baptizes you. You can now, you know, the priest of comedy comes and, like, te bendiciona. And they say, no, ya puedes, mijo. Yeah.
And who, hey, if there was a priest of comedy, who would it be?
Ooh.
Oh. Question right now, who would it be, Don?
He's right here, Don.
Nah, nah, nah. This was, this was Ultra Cow. Boy.
Like, huh?
Be dead.
Yeah.
Who would be? Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, someone live around. Who you think's, like, killing it right now?
Honestly, nobody's killing it.
Like, for real, for real?
Because there's people that are killing it, you know, like, okay. Like, just say, like, Gabriel. Oh, he's funny. He's doing well. But I'm doing well, too.
Yeah. We're doing it. We're doing it.
Joe Lopez is funny. But I'm funny, too.
I'm funny, too, Dom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I think you're killing it.
Just at a different level. You know, Gabriel, like I'm glad that people tell me, like, well, there ain't that many Latinos, you know, only, Latino comedians are only funny in Latino audience. Well, I could look at Gabriel Iglesias. That guy's funny in Finland. He's funny in London. Yeah. He's funny in fucking all over the world.
Yeah,
so I could point at him and I go, wow, here's one guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Latinos are always whatever. And I could point at George Lopez. Well, he's another guy.
Yeah.
You know, I like that I could point at other Latino comedians for as examples now.
Yeah.
Because before you could only point at two.
Yeah,
Paul Rodriguez and
Cheech Marin.
Yeah,
and Cheech Marin, man, he's not even a stand-up comedian, though.
No, he's not. Yeah, no.
You know, enough of that. Eh? Yeah. He did one. Point, he did one movie. Cheech and Chong. What have you done lately? You know what I mean?
Get that mustache back on, dog.
That's the argument. Like, you know, that's the argument. Like
you should be a professor,
like
no?
Like
that, like yeah, USC. What have you done? You know
like,
what I'm
like for example, like when I won Last Comic Standing, like. I was trying to get that guy that does, what's his name from Orange County?
Ask a Mexican.
Ask a Mexican. Hey, want to do a little article about me? You know, I just won Last Comic Standing. And I had like a bunch of hate mail, right? When I won, like dirty, greasy Mexican. I can't believe he won. And I thought, you know, that he's an activist. I'm not an activist. No. He would like something like this, but no, he didn't. Like, didn't respond, didn't email me back, nothing. So I always think that, you know, no offense to Mecha, I always think that educated Latinos don't want nothing to do with people, Latino, who are not educated.
Yeah.
I always felt that way, like, they shun us, you know, like, because this guy right here, he's supposed to be, like, the Aska Hispanic, but he didn't want to do a little article, he never mentions this George Lopez.
Hell no.
Another guy, too, that does the cucaracha. He never mentions Paul Rodriguez. It's like these Latino communities don't exist to these people.
Yeah.
Like for them,
the mold,
for them, only Culture Clash exists for them.
Mm.
But talk about us. We're the ones that they're paving, knocking down doors for them.
Yeah.
But they don't mention us. So I felt like shunned by these people.
Yeah. I think we could all have, like, go to but, fucking, we can all have.
Do you get that from other Latinos?
No, I mean, one, we're, most of us are not musicians. So we're on another tip, like, We didn't come up learning music in music school. Like, we learned in a community center. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, a lot of it went to school. We had jobs. But I think, like you don't know how to sing, Don. You don't know how to play. Or, like, you're not a real musician. Like, those are some of the things at the beginning.
You don't buy a guitar at Boyle Heights.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But I think
you're better than a mariachi right there, huh?
But I think
you've never seen your guitar center.
You know, like, people say stuff like that was at the beginning, and almost you got to kind of, like, prove, are you really trying to do this, you know? And I think
they're
like,
trying to be like Quetzal.
look at these little Lobos, you know? Like, you know?
Little
like,
Lobos. Oh, yeah.
And Lobos are like, they're the shit, dude. Lobos are still doing it. They're still grinding. But there's like across the country, they're like, oh, like they're it. Like there's nobody else, no other raza, Chicanos that are playing music that's like, that's good, that's engaging.
Or dropping knowledge. Like
or dropping
guys.
Knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
Or,
like.
A little hint, you know?
A little hint.
A little something, you know?
Yeah. But, I think, like, some of those cats, you know, I think there just needs to be, there just needs to be a connection. Like, we feel the same way with a lot of different community, like, people who don't know us. And I think this right now, like, what we want to do is we want to bridge we want to have, like, comedy and hip-hop and, like this, like, whatever the, you know, kind of music we're doing. We want to bring different things together. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, like, fuck with people's minds of what a show is. and we're doing it now. Like, we had a Punjabi hip hop artist, you know, jump on stage with us. We do stuff with Black Lives Matter up in the Bay. You know, we do all kinds of things. And I think we're bringing the movement, culture, and it's not about being boring. Because a lot of times people think the movement, like, it's sad. It's boring. Like, come to our shows, man, they're banging. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, it'd be dope to hook up with other artists like you, like yourselves, like, who are doing dope stuff, you know?
You made it sound sad like it was, like, like Morrissey, bro.
You were done.
Like, the Morrissey movement.
Okay. Are you a Morrissey fan or no? Are you a Morrissey fan?
Hell yeah, bro. You can't be a Mexican and not be a Morrissey fan.
Hey. I'm a fucking the shit, dog.
Hey, dude, so there's opening up for us is a group called Mariachi Manchester. Have you heard of them? They're a mariachi group that
heard
does,
of Metalachi.
Oh, I heard of Metalachi, yeah. Those ones are crazy. This was they're a mariachi band that do Morrissey covers.
And Smith.
Yeah, it's Morrissey and Smith covers. So they can
open mariachi style?
Mariachi style.
I gotta see this.
It's dope.
Mariachi Manchester. So they're opening up for us for the December 12th show.
Where are they from?
They're from East Manchester.
Well, they're from... Gloria went to Roosevelt. So Gloria, who used to be a founding member of La Santa Cecilia.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And then now she has a bunch of other projects. She has Viento Callejero.
One of the players is from Texas. The other one's a Chilango from the FA.
Yeah, man.
There's a bunch of different heads, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think what's cool right now is that, like, you know, as much as you have people, like, ignoring or, like, oh, like, I'm not going to talk about you in my article or you don't fit in my scope. Like, you're not this.
Yeah.
You're not Mexican enough or Chicano enough or educated enough. And, like, at the same time.
I didn't see you too many rallies.
Yeah, right? We did.
I know, man. Like, sometimes when I say, bro, I see your rallies, but you're trying to sell fucking comic strips. I mean, who the fuck shows up to a rally to sell paintings? I mean, fucking pick up a shovel, man. You know, man, I see some people at rallies, bro, trying to sell this shit. And really, motherfucker, using a rally as a marketing tool.
Yeah, hell yeah. Bro.
And that's what's dope about this time right now is that, like, even because of social media, because you can literally reach out to, like, you sent a message to us on Twitter, and I got your direct message, and I was like, oh, this fool's in the show. I sent a picture to this fool Hector, and he was all excited and crying, kind of almost pooped his pants because he had too much.
That's
milk.
Bad when that shit happens. That's awesome, dude.
We were a fan, and you sent us it. We're like, oh, dope.
And so in this time right now, like, you can do anything, man. Like, if some fool ignores you, you just make a podcast and put that shit out on iTunes. Like, if some fool doesn't want to talk to you, whatever, dog. There's like 8 billion people on YouTube right now that, like, maybe
we won't give them the status fact. We're going to delete his name after this. And no so, free props.
But you can't wait, man. You can't wait for nobody to, like, you can't be waiting to somebody to put Hell their man. Hand out so you can kiss their ring, dude. My mom always said my mom's a costume designer. And so she said, if I waited me
on Halloween or what?
For everything, dude. For Christmas, for movies, for theater, whatever.
Where does she work at?
She has her own shop. It's called Alicia's Costumes, dude.
En Pastel.
That's up there on Sunset?
No, it's right there in Covina, dude, in the San Gabriel Valley, dude.
MGB, son.
But so, you know, but she always said, if I waited, mask. She said, that boy, he's wearing a mask right now. She said, you know, if I waited till people told me I was ready, I wouldn't do what I wouldn't have gotten this far, you know? And so I think that's the onda. It's like, just do it, man. Whatever things you're supposed to be doing, just go out there and do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait for the Chicano elite or the Mexican elite or the cultural elite to give you the go-ahead.
I mean, at the end, we actually, people wouldn't let us play because they thought we were too we were on the opposite.
I know, right?
We're too political.
I know.
So we played a
too
show.
Too edgy.
Yeah, too edgy. So we played a show, and then...
We have a couple of conservatives here, man.
We will, We won't say who, where, but we played a show. And
tell us, bro. Our listeners want to know. They're from all over the world.
And we played, and then they're like... they're like, hey, great show, but I think you guys are too political, so we won't be asking you back. And we're like, cool. And then they told us that, and we're like, that's cool, whatever. And then 6 months later, we got an LA Times article. We got an LA Weekly article. We got all these hits, and guess who called us back?
Hey.
You know, the same venue that said, you can't play here no more? Hit us back and said, hey, we want to know if you want to play here next year.
We got vegan food.
But you know what I'm saying? So, like, sometimes it's like you're gonna have doors closed, but you keep on doing it, and then you keep on getting, you know, you're doing your podcast, you do a bunch of other stuff, and then people are going to come back, and they're going to be like, hey, you want it back? And then you can be like, hell nah. We got other shit to do now. You know, like, it's dope. Or you can be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. But everything comes around. You keep going, dog. Keep going. We're going to do it.
Have you ever had Chingo Bling on your show?
No, but we heard of him.
What's up with that for? You need to bring that for on your show.
We almost had a... We almost, what? We almost had him when we were in Houston, but he's always busy. Our schedules didn't align.
You must be busy, dude.
Yeah. Because I'm mostly like, when I come back from the road, I usually come back on Monday. So then I'm Tuesday, and it's already Wednesday, and I got to do this show. Then on Thursday, I leave.
Like that. I know. I see your schedule. I'm like, I didn't even like, how are we going to do this? It looks like you're all over the country, Don.
So you guys tour a lot?
Yeah. We like.
When did you guys start touring? Like a lot.
We're
flying or driving now?
We got on the first plane to go play somewhere. We went to Chicago in 2011.
Was you guys play at Joe's Bar?
Yeah, like that. We played at Cocho Center. Oh, yeah. And then ever since then, it was just a little bit more. I think a couple years ago, we were like kind of like, intimidated, a little scared, and never for a two-week tour. That was a really big deal for us. And now, like, we go, like, on month-long, 5-6-week tours, you know?
2 months.
So they're it's long. Like, last fall, we were gone 6 weeks, like, before, from the day we left to when we came back. Then we came back, then we left again. So it's like, we're probably gone around, like,
four or five months of the year now?
Yeah, so now, we're gone a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of gone, I have a meeting with my other business partner, People's Yoga, so I have to go, but they got all day.
She's going to the spa. She's going to the Korean spa right now.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. I love y'all. I hope to be at your show. I hope y'all can come to our show. And
yeah,
y'all December 12th
at El Rey.
At El Rey, Don.
For Cafeteras.
Hey, man, my knees are shaking too much. I'm trying to make it out to Oxnard before the traffic gets crazy. And I'm seeing that thing get redder and redder, dude.
Wait. I wanted y'all to leave without saying it so we could be all right.
Oh, man. I just feel bad, man, you know?
Orale.
Yeah, I got to cut out, too.
Yeah, we all got to. Hey, I actually got to take tickets.
I'm still here, Don. If you want to.
This fool, I got to go there, some merch now.
I gotta go to a protest or something.
Let's do it. Hold on, we got
a shirt. Do we have a shirt?
He has to go. The last time we said, yeah, man, he has to go one of those rallies and be one of the many Latinos selling a Santos painting or a Cepillin with a rebel hat. Okay. Well, what I said earlier was the same kids that were ESL were also in ROTC. Walk around for the rallies.
Yeah, that's real, Doc. And you know what's crazy, too? Like, it's crazy, like, for what we're talking about immigration. Like, there's people who served, like, military, and they still get deported, Doc. Like, I know stories where people serve the military, come back, and then, like, they go through hard times. They roll, like, a bad check, you know? And, like, they roll a bad check, and then they catch them, and that's a felony, and they deport them, dog. Like, that's crazy. That's craziness. Yeah. It's craziness, you know?
Just can't get caught, dog.
Yeah, like that. You just sloppy, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever, dog. We're down for the 11 million. So, you know, speaking of, like, our homies, you heard of a Chicano Batman?
The cartoon, right?
Huh?
The cartoonist?
No, dog. The Chicano Batman, the band, dog. Let me show you a little.
Dude, I've seen it, dude.
You seen this?
No.
So it's like the UFW flag. Dude, those fools are bad. They just toured with, they're from East, they're from all over.
What kind of music they play?
Psychedelic 70s fucking like dopeness. But they just toured with Jack White from the White Stripes.
Really?
You heard of Brown Sabbath?
Yeah, man. The homies, yeah.
I bought the album.
Oh, no way.
I bought it at the Orange, when I was working in Orange County. I went to a little record store. It was inside of a little trailer in this little hipster area. And I saw Brown Sabbath on vinyl. And I said, I'm buying this shit. I bought it.
They're from Texas, no?
Haven't opened it.
Yeah, that there has kids.
Yeah?
I think
they're
so.
Young?
They're like, nah. They're like.
In their 40s?
You know what I'm saying? They're like, what? They're in there, dog. They're in there. But you should check out, like, there's a lot of dope music coming out of East LA, coming out of LA, with Raza kids, migrant kids, Chicano Batman, Buye Pongo, Quita Penas from the IE, Irene Diaz, who's like the Latina Nora Jones, Haruku Roy, like, you know, Mariachi Manchester, all these, like, there's this whole, like, dope renaissance of music. Of like Chicana kids, like Central American folks, but we're all raza, first, second generation, doing dope music, and we're all different, but we all family, we all connected, and we're trying to build that love, that solidarity, and like there's enough for all of us, Don. There's enough.
You
like
Calle Placer?
Yeah, I do know Calle Placer. Yeah, they're like local, little local East Los band.
They were living right next to my sister's house.
Oh no way!
I passed by one day, and he goes, "Hey, you're Felipe the comedian." I said, "Yeah." He goes, and then they showed me their music. went to their little space, hit a bowl. They're not there no more.
Though. Yeah. I saw them a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because everybody's playing, like, when we're all coming up, everybody was
where
playing.
Where are these shows? There's little shows that happen in East L.A. where these bands play or somewhere else?
No, I mean,
They're from East L.A., but they don't play in East L.A.
They play like East Side Love. It used to be the M Bar right there on First Street.
They don't do it no more there?
Nah, no more right there.
M Bar's closed?
No, they just changed management and people, like, you know, the management was really like cultivating that stuff. So East Side Love, everybody plays La Cita in downtown.
Yeah.
So La Cita has mad stuff.
On Sundays, right?
They used to have this different day. Before, it used to be a thing called Mucho Wednesdays. So the homeboy Ricky had Mucho Wednesdays, so he had bands playing every Wednesday. Was like the spot for 2 years, dude. Like every Raza band, and that's where you went to go see cumbia and punta and like, you know, like hip hop, but like all this dope music coming out that was like with black and brown folks.
Yeah.
And then that place closed down. So now people playing still La Cita, but not Wednesdays. East Side Love, they're playing the Echo. They're playing all around, man. But like people coming up, you know, like Santa Cecilia just won a Grammy, dog. And we all used to do backyard parties. Chicano Batman just toured with like Jack White and Alabama Shakes, you know? We're doing the show at the El Rey. So like movement music and also like Latino music is coming up, dog. And it's not just like when people think Latino music, they think mariachi.
Yeah.
You know, or they think like folklorico.
Gloria Estefan.
You know, Gloria Estefan. But like, nah, man. Like,
what do you think
so
it is,
more,
dude? Why do you think it's so flourishing right now?
Right now? Damn. I think we're in L.A. So okay. Just punto. Like, we're not a minority here. Like, there's a lot of us doing dope stuff. And I think there was spaces that allowed us for us to come up. Because 5-6 years ago, nobody was playing the Troubadour. Nobody was going out to the Roxy. We all played each other's, like, backyards. The homeboy who was doing Mucho Wednesdays, like, right in downtown, it was a Latino dude, Ricky Garay. He had a vision. It was, like, 80s night, like, Latino, like, all that stuff. And then he would bring in bands. So, like, that helped all of us come up and start playing live and in front of people, build a base. And then it's like, oh, shit. You know, like, let's do this, you know? If that place didn't exist, like, a lot of us probably wouldn't have come up in the way we did. And now there's a lot of dope music coming out. Cuddy Flam, D Commons that do, like, 50s, rockabilly, cumbia. Like, dope shit. You know?
I saw a rockabilly band one time after a comedy show I did in Lincoln Heights at the Arrow Light Airline.
At the
Airliner.
I lived in Lincoln Heights for like 8 years, though.
I saw a rockabilly band there. They were like a totally 50s rockabilly
band. It might have been D Commons, though. Because they're great. Three Chicanos, and they tear it up.
One guy had a big fat guitar and a zoot suit.
Yeah, that might be them, though. That might be. So like, it's dope that it's happening right now, but I don't think the country doesn't see it happening.
Hell no.
You know?
Hell no.
And when we play these festivals, there's a lot of these festivals, there's gatekeepers, dog. So they're run by, like, old white dudes who handpick who gets to play and who doesn't. But, you know, you ever seen Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever seen Finding Nemo? Yeah, dog, come on, man.
Nah.
Come on, you got to watch that too, shit, you know? But there's a Finding Nemo. It's about this fish who got lost in the ocean. I tell you, I'm not going to say the whole thing. But the music industry, and I would even say, like, entertainment industry is like the ocean. 75% of it is totally unknown to us. You know what I'm saying? The ocean, we don't know shit about, you know? But remember Finding Nemo, there's the tortoises who go in that Atlantic, the transatlantic speedway, that thing. That's like, those are like the networks that we're trying to find. We're totally in the ocean blind, working until you find one of those streams. Because then once you find one of those streams, then you're connected to one festival. That festival is connected to another festival. And then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? And then everybody knows each other, but you have to be allowed. And there's gatekeepers. And so some of these places we've been able to find, and you know, and that's how we found a booker who believed in us, Mel Pujic from Flyartist, and is like, I think I can, he came to one of our East LA shows, you know? Because you don't get a booker. A booker finds you, you know? And so he saw one of our shows in East LA and blew him away. And he's like, I want to work with you fools. But like when we go to these festivals, like there's none of us there, dog. And I could see like all our homies and bands would kill. They would fucking rock it, man. They would rock these folk festivals, these music festivals, but there's no way, they don't know how to get there. And so what we're trying to figure out is how to get more people into these spaces and places, you know, and these opportunities.
That's how I feel about the comedy festival here in America.
Yeah, man.
Like there's only like if Joe Diaz is there, I won't be there. Like if I'm there, Joe Diaz won't be there.
Yeah.
If George Lopez is there, none of us will be there. Yeah. There's never been a place that where we're all there.
Yeah.
Like, I know places where I've been to with a comedy festival that I could name at least 10 comedians that are Latino that will destroy better than the shit comics that are here.
Yeah.
You know, these comics are famous. They're funny. But they're not killing it these guys will kill it.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you can say all you want about that comedian, but have you seen Joey Coco Diaz, though?
Like that.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious, bro. But have you seen Willie Barsena on a good night?
I saw that. You know what I mean? I used to have a CD. Right? I used to have a CD,
man. What did
I do, bro? Come on, bro. Have you seen that guy on a good night? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
We'll destroy most of these guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we're not just given the opportunity because... If we're still in that, a lot of comedians, you know, including myself in the beginning, we feel like, okay, they let me in. Then I see another motherfucker, like, oh, shit, that's it. They're like, tell me to go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of thinking we could both be here.
We could both kill it,
but
dog.
Now I think about it differently. We could both be here.
Is he not?
He's
dog?
Not here as a threat. He's here to support me.
Yeah, dog.
Because before, I would see, like, when I was last coming standing and I saw another Latino comedian there, I think Cristela Alonso was there, right? She was part of the 40. And I said, fuck. That's my competition. That's my only competition here. But then when she was gone, it was like, I saw that photo. It was like Dora the Explorer going to cry, bro. But then she went out to get a sitcom, you know?
That's
but
cool,
still, man, shit, you know, she was like noticed. I was noticed too. But, you know, what if it would have been five of us there, not just her? But what if Willie was there? What if Dream Bomba was in the same room? Now we're talking five comedians.
And what if all of them? And if one of them made it, and then when they make
fuck
it, they'd be
that,
like,
hey, sad.
You know what I'm saying? No, but if they made it, then it would have been like, hey, have you heard of Felipe? Hey, you heard of Willie? So when everybody go, no matter where they go, they drop in.
Yeah,
they drop in other folks. Like, hey. Cause comedians,
I'm
just
dropping them, bro. I don't think they're dropping me, man.
No.
I'm dropping names.
No, I hear you drop. Himself.
See, right now, I've dropped more names right now in a good light than my name has been said.
You know, yeah, but like I'm saying, I'm dropping names too, and that's why we're the generation to do that shit.
Yeah,
before,
we are, bro.
People didn't do that.
They
you know
never did that.
No, but now we're doing it because there's enough. You're gonna do one night in Texas, and that's it. Who's gonna come after you?
Yeah.
And then if you know somebody who's gonna kill it, then I'm like, oh shit. Latinos are killing. I want another one from LA or another one. And then all of a sudden, like, you're creating the stream and the pathway because you're only going to do one weekend in Texas.
Yeah, one. That's
you
it.
Know what I'm saying? But they have, like, you know, you can have good artists coming
left.
Through all throughout year.
And a very slow Thursday. And I know what the club has. They have 52 weeks out of the year to book. You know, they're maybe 40 weeks out of it. It's going to be hot. There's going to be 7 weeks where it's going to be slow. Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, 4th of July, Halloween, Christmas Eve,
boom,
Thanksgiving weekend. I know comedians that can fill that spot and kill it.
Yeah, man. For real.
I started off in those spots. When I started headlining, I was there Labor Day weekend.
Like that.
I was there Memorial Day weekend. Shit, when I was in Portland, I was there for fucking Thanksgiving.
Hey, but you know, when I meet bands, I always tell them, dog, look, okay, you want to do it? Cool. You need to be ready. So I tell them three things. You got an album? Do you have a music video? Do you have a website? If you don't got those three things, then we can't talk.
Wow.
That's what I drop. I'm like, cool, you want to make it? Let's do it.
You could have erased Willie Barsetta from there, man. He had none of those things.
But that's what I say.
That's why he's not even listening.
You know what I'm saying?
And I would be at home, huh? All with big-ass headphones.
Old-ass headphone, bro, like that guy, Jacobo Stavridowski. The wood ones, bro. With the big-ass cord.
Or the metal cord that comes out like that. You know what I'm saying?
He's kicking back on his couch like that old Members commercial.
Yeah. Was there too much bass, eh?
That fool has to kick him back with an RCA dog.
With the dog, big dog with the dog, fool.
So what's up, fool? Podcast
chilling.
With Las Cafeteras. We're here with our guest right here.
Hector Flores.
Hector Flores, lead singer and now appointed lead member of the band.
Ambassador.
Ambassador.
Chicano ambassador, Don.
The guy, when the shit goes down, man, he's going to put his name first.
Like that, Don. When your everybody wants to leave, that fool stays. You know what I'm saying?
Your name is on the lease. Eh?
Hey. He's like Kevin Neely on SNL.
Like that,
So what's up? Where are you going to be at next?
We're gonna be who
tonight?
You fools or me
you
fools?
Guys.
Us. We're gonna be. We drop December 12th. El Rey Theater, historic El Rey Theater, will be there.
100 tickets left, people. There's only 150 seats sold.
Yeah, man. No, less than 100 tickets.
Less
than 100 tickets are left. Felipe Esparza is going to be there as a guest in the back. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be there with my jawbone.
And Mariachi Manchester is going to open up. They're a mariachi band that does Smiths and Morrissey covers for everybody who loves that. And then the homeboys making movies from Kansas City. Dope band. And it's going to be a killer night, man. Killer damn night. You know?
What's up, fool? Shout outs to Chris and Araceli Valenzuela, husband and wife who listen every week from San Fernando Valley. Joseph Arambula listens every week and will be at the Ontario Improv for New Year's Eve. Is he going up on stage or what? No. All right. Oh. Shout out, Joseph Arambula. Topics. Okay. We don't need that. Oh, fool is funny, dog.
What, Dick?
Remember that fool I talked about in my bitch, Mauricio?
Yeah, the good-looking
guy. Thing. Yeah, he showed up to Miami, right?
Shut up.
So we're hanging out with that fool. That. And so I'm with ha-ha, Chris Torino, right? We're in the gym, and I do those four pull-ups, right?
It was a gym.
Those four pull-ups. So then I'm on stage, and he's hanging out with fucking Mauricio, right? He goes, man, what happened, bro? I told Mauricio he does four pull-ups. That motherfucker does. You gotta go check out his YouTube video. And he's on YouTube, bro, doing pull-ups. But not only is he doing pull-ups, he's pulling himself up on the pull-ups and then lifting his knee to his chest at the same time.
Damn.
On rings.
Fuck, got an Olympian. In.
On rings, man. And I said, so, bro, what happened to your four pull-ups, though? That's like fucking walking up to Eddie Van Halen, go, Eddie Van Halen, you gotta hear this, bro.
Gotta hear this lick, dog. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, man. So shout out to Mauricio and his fucking pull-ups.
Orale.
Yeah, man.
This weekend, I'm in Brownsville, Texas, at Jacob Brown Auditorium on Friday, November 27. Also, McAllen, Texas, on Saturday, November 28. Me and Rodrigo Torres and our friend in Texas, Keith Manning, get off the field. Will be there on both shows. December 3rd through the 6th, I'll be in Pleasanton, California at Tommy T's. December 18 and 19, I'll be in Chumash Casino, co-headlining with Hell Sparks. That means that he'll go up last one show, and then the next show, I'll go up last. That's it. December 31st to January 3rd, I'll be at the Ontario Improv with New Year's Eve show, big show New Year's Eve, with Martin Rizzo, Flaco, Rodrigo Torres, and a special guest. We don't know who it might be. We don't even have a special guest. We'll be there, man. I'll be wearing a suit, sporting hopefully a waist 40 waist. What's up, fool? Thank you for Las Cafeteras for being here. And the guy who stood to the end right here.
Man.
He has nowhere to go.
Starting my life, Don. Starting my life, Don. You know what I'm saying?
Staying here to promote his band like a soldier.
Hell yeah.
Gots to, Don. We just dropped our remix. Check out our remix. It's free on SoundCloud, iTunes, all that. We're on YouTube.
Also, if shit goes down over here, man, like the Japanese thing, any Syrians out there that wanted me to take care of their businesses, you want me to hold your daughter? You want me to hold a camel or a tusk? If you have a weed shop, if you own a weed shop and shit goes down, I will cover it for you. I will take care of your family. Anything for you. If they start getting rid of paisas, I know a couple of them. They need to leave right now. So what's up, fool?